You've heard of ConTiki. What about PicTiki? It's a new online job service dreamed up by recent university graduates Emma Bose and Summer Winyard to get students into summer fruit picking work. Both work for industry organisation NZ Apples and Pears Limited. They think PicTiki is a great idea. Erin Simpson from the organisation is with us now. Good morning.
Morena, Colin.
Okay, how does the system work? How will it work for someone, a student who's thinking this is good? How will they be able to be funneled into a job, perhaps out on a nice farm down in central Otago?
So Emma and Summer have done an awesome job of setting up a website that registers students. They can register on that platform about where they want to be, how many of them there are, whether they need accommodation and transport. And then we have employers registering as well, saying how many people they need, where they are. And then we marry the two up. And we have really good FAQ pages that explain to everybody about what it looks like, how safe it is, where they're going to go, what the environment's going to be like. And then we put them together and away we go. It's quite simple.
And in terms of the employers, you know, what sort of interest is there, and are they wanting longer term workers? What are we talking in terms of time frame?
Yeah, so look, there's sort of two scenarios at the moment. There's a demand for seasonal work over the summer, so we're trying to really bring back that summer experience for students. But there's also a sort of a background story whereby we're trying to introduce students to the world of horticulture, and particularly apples and pears, and give them an opportunity to think about it as a career. So there's sort of a double thing to it, really.
What sort of accommodation are they likely to be able to have?
Yep. So there's a mixture of accommodation. Some of our members have, consented accommodation on their orchards. Others have room for people to come in with vans and stay in different types of accommodation. We're also working with accommodation providers in the regions, who are offering opportunities for people to come and stay with them in backpackers' hostels and then have transport options out to the orchards.
I mean, this would be a social sort of a thing, won't it? I mean, young
Absolutely.
People will enjoy the experience. I mean, are there, I guess, sort of safety protections, these sort of things? They're going to be, mum and dad might want to know that they're 17-year-olds, someone's keeping an eye on them.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, look, all of our orchards that are registering on our service all have Global Gap certification, and they're all registered employers. So there's a certain element of safety for that. And also the people, the orchards that we're having registering, looking for people, are sort of our gold standard employers within the industry, those that are really keen to take on and support students. And they see sort of like a short-term need for the seasonal aspect, but also the opportunity for these young people to understand horticulture for the future. So it's a really good opportunity.
And so how many are you hoping to get from this?
We have a strong demand at the moment. We hope that we can get as many young people interested in this as we can across not just universities, but senior school students and polytechnics. We have a sequence throughout the country that starts in central Otago with summer fruit, and moves up the country through to Nelson and Hawke's Bay for apples, and then on to the Bay of Plenty for kiwifruit later in the year. So we can accommodate as many people as we can, and we're really hoping we get a strong response.
Mm. Just remind us the working conditions. We know it's reasonably tough work. So what sort of hours might they be working, and obviously pay?
So we've suggested that there'll be a minimum of 30 hours work a week available. Obviously, the benchmark is the minimum hourly rate, but there's all sorts of incentives for people to earn additional amounts of money on top of that through a little bit extra effort. Those that are a lot more sort of able to do the work will get paid quite a bit more than that minimum hourly rate. So it's really quite flexible.
Is there flexibility in terms of, if they want to get up early, work in the morning, go for a surf in the afternoon?
Yeah, of course. I think in different sectors have different ways of working. I know with cherries, they tend to put in a lot of extra mahi in the morning. Apples tends to be, they might start at 6:30 or 7:30 and be finished by 3:30 or 4:00. So there's lots of opportunities for that social stuff. And we're really pushing those experiences. That's really what we want to do.
And just remind us the areas that are in play here. Hawke's Bay, Otago, there are some others as well?
That's right. Central Otago, Nelson Tasman region, the Hawke's Bay, and then later in the season up into the Bay of Plenty in Northland.
Erin Simpson, thank you very much for that.